the Power Hour.
Welcome.
So this is the road to 1500 hours. So you know that many years ago, you didn't have to have 1500 hours. You didn't need to have a restricted or fallen ATP to be hired by an airline, but now you do. And so that's all good and bad thing. Some people just shouldn't be flight instructors. I'm just here to tell you. I've seen a lot of selfishness in this business, and it's not all the time, but I've seen it where there's 1500 minus whatever I get today, and that's all I care about. I don't care about anything else, and you can see that sometimes certain flight schools. Now, not our flight school, and not many, not most, but in some. So if you're in that and you're a victim of that, I'm sorry, but so try not to be that. If you're going to be a flight instructor, do the best job possible. By the way, one thing that I can say about becoming a flight instructor, even if you don't fancy the idea as much, is I can tell you that of the people I talk to who hire, they like that you're a flight instructor because you've had to deal with conflict. Like if you're 20 something, your conflict has been at your high school. I've not been to a lot of conflict, right? But when you have to deal with people's money, and you have to deal with their time, and you have to deal with their egos, and you have to deal with their inability or not don't want to do something in the cockpit, maybe a little. You have to resolve that, right? And you have to learn how to resolve that. And so it's the same environment you're going to be in the cockpit with a captain you don't like, or maybe says something that you got to. So the more experience you have in this, because that's the one thing that when you're 20, you don't have a lot of life experience. You have maybe experience in this thing or that, but there's not a lot. I know it's what people want. You know, I say in a career, in a real career, I mean, people start taking you seriously after you've been doing it about 10 years. The first couple of years, no one's really taken people that seriously, right? A little bit, but so we need to get over the hump is what I'm saying. And you have enough time as flight instructor doing other things to get this kind of experience that you want, and it'll serve you well. Okay, so let's move on here. Let's see. So the first is barriers to entry. So the barriers to entry of any flying job, there's going to be a barrier. The first obvious one is it's going to require a commercial pilot certificate, right? It's going to require that. It's going to require medical. It's going to require this. It's going to require a certain number of hours. And so what I say is stop screwing around looking for fun jobs. You know, when people say, I'm going to go to the Caribbean and fly floats and, you know, do there's no money in that, zero money, and there's no time in it. So do things. If you're building time to 1500 hours, then you really want to do it in a way that you can get there as efficiently as possible. And if you need to have fun along the way, it's just going to be a big disappointment over time, unless you happen to find the right gig, which is kind of going to be really rare. So the gig that you want is going to pay you the real dough, the real money. And until you get there, you're losing all that money. So let me, I'll give you the math here in just a second. You'd be like, ooh, boy, pretty brutal, but I'll show you. Don't waste time and don't, they waste time and they don't pay anything. Any job that's fun, like I'm going to go Alaska bush flying, it's not going to pay you nothing, right? Because the barrier to entry is low, very low, right? If you can get a job at 300 hours, you're not going to get paid much because, you know, you don't have a lot of, there's no barrier. The fact being in the real estate business, you know, when all pilots, when they got furloughed, they all became real estate agents because that's the only thing, chance to get money. But there's so much competition, you can finish that license in a couple weeks, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. That's not a big barrier. I want a big old fence, huge fence. And then you get the real money. Okay. So there's that. Let's move on down. So yeah, I can say the barrier to entry is very low. There's competition everywhere. If you have 300 hours, you're competing with people from 300 hours to a million hours, right? Everybody is your competition. Then the ATP, the real barrier is the ATP and 1500 hours. A little